Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and first let me apologize to you for the inconvenience this morning. It's always interesting on Saturday morning. The more we get involved with the program, the more incidents that we have, and it is what it is. I refuse to get excited about it. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to get up on Saturday morning and to be able to talk to you on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know exactly what is happening with this particular switchboard here. It is telling me that I won't be able to look at the board, and that is not going to work. So if you're out there and you can hear me, text me. I have some monitors out there. Give me a text and let me know if you can hear me, and we'll keep going that way. In the meantime, let's give thanks to God. Father God, I just thank you this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to mothers and daughters around the world. It is a wonderful opportunity to get up on Saturday mornings and knowing that you've given us an assignment to nurture the mothers and daughters and their relationships and helping them to heal the relationship of the entire family. Father God, it is an honor to be a mother. It is an honor to be the nurturer. It's an honor to deliver another human being into this earth to do the work of the kingdom. And I thank you so very much for choosing me to be the shepherd of the mother and daughter movement, the mother behind the mother and daughter movement. Thank you, God. And we are so grateful in Jesus' name. Like I said earlier, if you're out there, if you can hear me, I need someone to text me and tell me, yes, we can hear you. Yes, we can hear you. So I know that you are out there in radio land. I'm not getting a text, and I guess nobody can hear me. Okay, here we go. Now we're back in focus. Okay, we have 954. Let's look at you here. 954, are you there?
Yes.
How are you, Dr. Fletcher?
Okay, I am fine. Thank you. I just needed to check and see. The switchboard was going back and forth, and I wanted to make sure my hearers could hear me. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, we definitely.
Okay, thank you so very much. I appreciate you guys waiting. The switchboard is on and running. I apologize for the inconvenience. Sometimes it just gets to doing its own thing. And the funny thing about the switchboard is that you can't do a lot of testing outside of actually being on the radio. So it puts me into a difficult spot because I have to be on live in order to know that if it's working correctly. So there again, I say thank you for your patience. And let's look at our topic for today. Our topic for today, we're talking about mothers and daughters learning how to be grateful. It is a topic that came up in my spirit this morning because of the grateful and the appreciativeness of our journey this past week. So when I was asking the Holy Spirit, what is it that we're going to talk about today? And he just brought up in my spirit about how to be grateful. You know, sometimes we overlook things that are monumental in your journey that is a major turning point. And because you're not grateful, you can miss it because your heart and your mind is not focused on being grateful and always looking for the good, then you can miss it. So I'm Dr. Betsy Fletcher, and I'm your host today, and I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. We're on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach us by 347-539-5078. Click 1 to join in on the conversation. And when you click 1, I will click and I'll call the first three numbers of your phone number. And if we have two, I'll call the last four of your phone number, just to let you know who I'm talking about. Today our stimulating topic is mothers and daughters learning how to be grateful. I just want to thank individuals that are have made pledges to become partners with the Mother and Daughter Radio Program. We're looking for 100 partners at $100. We've had some pledges. If you would send your pledges in, the radio is growing, and we need to have an extended process on this radio program. If you're here on Saturday morning and you really enjoy the program, then you can tell how it is growing because it is outgrowing me. It is getting to the point where we really have to move it to the next level in order to get assistance from the technical side. Blog Talk Radio have technical assistance that will help produce the radio program, and we're getting to that point because we are having people wanting to text in a question to me. And in order to do that, I have to monitor three boards. I have to monitor the one that the person is texting in, and I have to monitor the board where the callers are on, and then I have to monitor the screen in which I am reading my information from. So we got three screens going now, and I'm like, oh, my God, it is really growing. It is getting the width into this program as well as the height. So, again, think about it. If you want to become a partner, $100, you can go to our Mother and Daughter Bonding Network, which is www.mdbn.org. That's M for Mother, D is for Daughter, B is for Bonding, N is for Network.org. And that will help us increase this program. Things are happening. It's happening so fast that we have to hold on. That's all I can say, because for those of you who began this journey with me almost 2 years ago, I was working out of obedience. God asked me to do the program. And on Saturday morning, yes, just like many other people, we would like to go out and maybe hang out by the beach and do a lot of things on Saturday morning. But just like me, God has touched your heart. And you're here on Saturday morning, and we're all being blessed from this program. And mothers and daughters around the world are being blessed so many of them that we don't know and probably will never know the number of people that are on their computers listening to the program. My measurement, I can see the growth. I can see how many people in numbers, but I can't tell exactly where they come from. But the ones that I can measure are the ones that's on the switchboard. So, again, if you would like to become a partner, you can go to www.mdbn.org, or you can simply call us at 786-462-6470. 786-462-6470. Again, our topic this morning is mothers and daughters learning how to be grateful. Learning how to be grateful. You say, why do you have to learn how to be grateful? Because we do. We're taught. Everything that we do and how we do it and the way we think about doing it is from some learned behavior. So we are taught. And those are things that we want to talk about today. I want to tell you a little bit about our programs that are coming up, the International Mother and Daughter Faith Crusade. It is on. It is increasing in momentum. September the 10th, 2011 is less than 2 months away. You want to get your tickets today. The tickets are free. The seats are limited. The only thing that we ask is that you bring a non-perishable food item with your ticket. That's how you get in. You have to bring a non-perishable food item. We're working closely with Kim Bricardi and her Good Karma group, and all of the food will go to Food for the Poor. So help feed somebody as you come to be fed at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Faith Crusade. We want you to also bring a non-perishable item to help feed someone in the physical, all right? It is an exciting movement. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, you do not want to miss it, because if you do, you will only hear of the blessing, and you will wish for the rest of your life that you had attended the Mother and Daughter Faith Bonding Crusade, because God is going to show up. There's something you need to hear. Bring your mother, bring your daughter, bring your sisters, your cousins, every woman you know. You tap her on the shoulder and say, we need to go there. We need to go there. Because, and some people will say, well, you know, I don't have daughters. Just remind them, every woman is a daughter, and every woman has a mother and daughter story, and every woman has something in their mother and daughter relationship that needs to be healed. I don't care how good you claim it is, there's something that can be healed, because there's no perfect mother and daughter relationship. Now, I want you to think about that. There is no perfect mother and daughter relationship. So if it's not perfect, then there's something that can be fixed. There's something that can be strengthened to get you to a different level. And just think about it. If you had 100 things to make up your relationship and you had 99 that was in good order, but you had that one, just to know that you got one thing that is not in line with the 99 would tell you, if we correct that one thing and made it 100%, just imagine, what would this relationship be like? That one thing could make the difference in not only your relationship with your daughter, but the relationship with your family, the relationship with your friends, the relationship with your coworkers. So when we're talking about mother and daughters, we're talking about the connector. They are the connectors. We are the ones that God has chosen to send a human being through. So we have the first chance at making an impression on that human's life. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, we are going to be held accountable for the outcome of our children. So with that being said, if you know you got one thing that could use strengthening, some healing, and it's not 100%, you might want to find your way to Miami, Florida on September the 10th, 2011, and come to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Crusade. Like I say, the tickets are free, and when they're free, you know, people grab them up fast. So even though you're on the committee, even though you're working hard, you know, and you got family members, it's not going to guarantee them a ticket. You still got to register. You still got to call in to get your name on the book because every ticket is accountable for. Okay? Things are going fast. I don't want your family not to miss it because you're working hard on the committee. I don't want you to come and say, well, you know, I worked and my family, I just thought they could get in. No, everybody has to put their name on there because every seat is accounted. We're going to count the committee people, so you will have a seat. But if you're bringing friends and family, don't assume that they're going to get a seat. They still have to register with to get a ticket, okay? All right, so now on November the 12th, we're going to have the Cinderella Ball. The Cinderella Ball is going to be a contest among 15 Cinderellas. We're going to crown Miss Cinderella. We're also going to give an award to the best Cinderella Ball dress. So that means, you know, there's several different opportunities. You want to find your best dress. You better get to it. I haven't started yet, of course, but, you know, I got some people telling me they have bought two dresses, and I'm like, wow. You know, people are looking. They're looking to see how can I be the best Cinderella there is. And after we celebrate the Cinderella Ball at the Cinderella Ball, we're going to get on a cruise on the next day, which is November the 13th. It'll be a Sunday. And we're going to cruise out. We're going to relax. And it's going to be a week of fun on kind of a cruise line as we cruise to Jamaica. Okay? So if you want to join us, call us at 786-462-6470. It is very important that you call. Because right now, to email me, you need to call me as soon as possible so we can get you involved. 786-462-6470. I'd like to apologize to you because of my voice this morning. It has been a week. We have been very busy traveling around, talking to people, interacting, and I just want you to know that, I mean, I'm normally kind of hoarse in the morning anyway, but this is one of those days when it's really kind of bad. But bear with me. You know I love you. Hopefully you can understand what I'm saying. So I want to thank the ambassadors for all the hard work that they are doing. I'm telling you, I could not do it without the ambassadors. I could not do it without our crusade committee. I thank you guys and our vision board committee. They help keep me in order. They help keep me motivated spiritually, physically. I mean, it's just they come around me and they're there and they believe this mission. They know God has chosen us to do it, and they are there to do it with me, and I thank God for that. So again, this morning our topic, this morning stimulating, is mothers and daughters learning how to be grateful. Learning how to be grateful. Call your friends, tell them, 347-539-5078. The number. Okay, let's look at, before we get into our topic, I want to give thanks to two beautiful people that God has placed in our life this past week. This past week was a mark on the mother and daughter movement. It things started happening on April the 30th with our Mother and Daughter Appreciation Day, and with the programs that we did for the Girl Scout, and you could just feel it moving. We were patient. We got knocked down on our knees at the Mother and Daughter Network, and we didn't stay there. I was determined, you know, knocked down don't mean knocked out. So I was still breathing. My health was good, and, you know, I said, God, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to believe what you said. And I have four women that's here in South Florida that believe what God said, and they stuck with me. They said, we're going to keep going, and we kept going. Money, it was not an object. Money was not the thing that we concentrate on. We did whatever necessary to make it happen, and we created programs, and we kept going. And God kept leading us. He kept saying, keep going, keep going. Every time we go to the left, no, come a little bit to the right. Whatever it took to keep us on track. Well, this past week, we started our mother and daughter tour. We've been talking about it for a while, and we decided, so what? We can't have a van, and we don't have all the luxuries to go to Atlanta or go to New York or go to Chicago or, you know, Seattle, wherever we were planning to go. It doesn't matter. Let's start where we can drive. Let's just do it. Don't worry about trying to make it big. Let's just start where we are. And that's the good thing. You know, sometimes you got to start where you are. I know it's good to have a vision, but if we have that vision and that vision is so far off from us, sometimes our intro conversations will tell us, oh, you're never going to get there. It's just too far. You're not going to get there. So what you need to do, you need to forget about that. And your conversations will start debating with you. And you will sometimes give in and say, oh, well, when I get some money or when this comes around or when I get my taxes or I know when my mother died or my grandmother, whatever. You know, you got a reason for somebody leaving you some money. It's always based around if I get the money, I can get it done. Well, yes, you may can get it done and you may not, because sometimes when you get the money in your hand, you end up doing something that you didn't even plan to do. Because then when you get the money, you're not thinking clearly, you're just reacting. You're getting emotional, and you just start spending money without even a thought on the outcome. So we concentrated on the program. We kept our focus on what is it that God is asking us to do for mothers and daughters. And with that, we decided we're going to just go on tour. And we had this wonderful lady, her name is Kim Williams, that said, I would like for you all to do the first tour here in Fort Pierce with us. And that was the beginning. And we want to say thank you to Kim Williams and her husband, Sherman Williams, for inviting us. Not only did they invite us into their beautiful home, they set up an opportunity. God used them to steer us into one of the most momentous opportunities, I think, in the mother-daughter movement to this point. Things happened this week. God showed up, showed out. We were there. We were on Channel 10. We want to thank Jose and his wife for having us. We were there on, and I was speaking to the host. We had a television show there. We met with a couple people and an organization that gave us leads to other opportunities. And I don't want to start calling names because I don't have all those things in front of me, and I apologize. But I just want to say Kim and Sherman are true children of God. They took us in their home. They shared their food, their resources. They treated us as if we were family. And believe it or not, the bond that took place during this quick and brief trip was as if we had known them for a lifetime. That's when you know, when you are meeting another child of God, you know by the Spirit. He said, judge the Spirit by the Spirit. Well, the Spirit was judged by the Spirit, and what a beautiful spirit they have. Even the dog, Sheba, I told him, I said, Sheba has a good spirit, the most beautiful dog that you would ever want to meet. So it was just absolutely wonderful. I tell you just a little bit about Kim, and we're dedicating this show to Kim and Sherman today. Kim is an intercessor, a prayer warrior. She's been called to the ministry to preach and the good news to hurting women. Her and her husband use their home to help women that are drug abused or in some kind of way need some kind of refuge for a moment until they get out of recovery. They take them in, help them get back on their feet, and they use their house to glorify the work of God. And I'm telling you, when you go there, that's what we felt. A little bit about Sherman. Sherman is a national and international champion boxer. You may have seen him. He is Sherman Williams, and he's a national boxer. He boxed Holyfield. That was the last fight. I want you guys to go and get that fight, look at it, and actually see who was the true winner of that fight, without a doubt. We got an opportunity to look at the fight in his home as he stood in the kitchen and cooked us dinner. Not only is he an international champion boxer, he's a chef. And the Italian dinner was off the hook. It was absolutely a wonderful, wonderful retreat. I thank you, Sherman. I thank you, Kim. God bless you. And we're going back to finish the tour on Sunday morning. We'll be there for the church. And you hear us at dinner because, you know, the food was so good, we're thinking about it. And we're going to be honored at a Bahamian dinner that's going to be cooked by Kim Williams. So this show is dedicated to their mothers. I'm sorry I didn't get their mother's name. I was trying to get text in. We tried to call them this morning, but I'm sure they're resting. Thank you so very, very much. Last week we talked about mothers and daughters changing their intro conversation and changing their lives. Now, as many of you know, in the past years, that is my platform. That is what I deal with, the intro conversation. Once you understand the intro conversation, that ongoing conversation in your head, you pretty much can control 90 to 95% of the things that's happening in your life, because we know everything is governed by your words, and conversations are made up of words. So because I didn't say 100%, because we are not perfect, our interpretation of something may not, of the word, may not be the intent of the word. So you got to allow something in there. But can you imagine if you can make 95% the right corrections in your life, you could deal with that other 5%. It's all about your words. It's about the words that you put into that conversation. That is the key to the life that you live. The lifestyle, the pressure, or the less pressure, because you have the word called peace. Peace. You can call peace into your life, and peace will appear. You know, that's the power. You've got to believe it. So you add your intro conversation, the words from the intro conversation, and you add that to the power of the authority that God has given you, and use the word as God has used it. And just like Jesus, when he was on the boat, he said, "Peace be still." And the wind and the waves ceased. He said, "You're made in my image, so therefore, whatever I do, you can do, and even greater things you can do." So if you have stress, people love to use the word stress. It just became very popular. The stress is nothing but a collection of words that you decide that you're going to concentrate on. And the more you concentrate on it, it increases the energy within your body. So therefore, you're not in the will of God. You're outside the will of God. There is no stress in the will of God. And see, that's where the enemy wants to get you. So that's some of what we talked about last week, a little something that I add into it. But as you know, when I go out and do workshops, everything is based on the intro conversation. That is my passion. That's why I'm here. Because once you understand the conversation, once you know how to manipulate the conversation, you can control your outcome. Because the more good you put into your conversation, the more good is going to come into your life. If you speak good, you're going to get good. As a man thinketh, so is he. You speak good, you think good, your thoughts, you reprogram your subconscious mind. Therefore, you become good. So stress can't live in good. Whenever something comes up, I said, nope. I'm not dealing with that. You're at the wrong door. You know, you need to deliver that to Jesus, because that is not mine. I've been delivered from, you know, all of that. That is not me. I'm not even going to entertain the conversation. Now, this is where we are at this point in our life. Once you decide that you're not going to entertain the conversation, And once you decide that you're going to live in the word according to the way it is written, then you get the fruit of the labor. And that's where we are at this point. God has watered the seeds that we planted. And those seeds are growing. It's like a mustard field. I don't know if you know what a mustard field is, but if you like greens, and you can just see, you can take a few seeds of mustard, and that thing will just spread all over the place. Before you know it, you got a whole field of mustard, and you go out there, and they're little and tiny, and just all of a sudden, you wake up one morning, you go out, and the whole field is up. You say, wow, they are ready. You can have some greens, because they are ready. And you get excited about going out there and getting the greens and cutting them and washing them and cleaning them up and putting them in the pot and seasoning them, and you just smell it, and as it savors over the pot, and you say, wow, we're getting ready to eat. Well, that's where we are with mothers and daughters. The greens are ready. We haven't cut them, but we're looking at them, and they are getting ready to get in the pot. God has really blessed, and God has really moved. And a lot of you know where we came from. A lot of you know the dip in the movement. And you've seen, and I don't call it a struggle, I call it the education. I thank God for every experience that happened in my life. Because now when I was going through it, no, I was crying and I was having a tantrum just like most of us. I was like, Lord, where are you? I mean, what is going on? I mean, why am I experiencing this? Come on, I know you're there. You said it, and I believe you. Come on. But did I really believe him? Because if I believed him, I wouldn't be having a tantrum. I wouldn't be showing out, falling on the floor, crying and carrying on and acting like a fool. I can only imagine God looking down at me saying, now look at her. Talking about she believed me. She's ungrateful. And why are we ungrateful? Because we want things now. We want it when we want it, and if it's not here, then we want to say God has forsaken us. But he's going to give you what he said only when you get into thanksgiving, only when you get into being grateful. And that is looking at the things that he's done and thanking him for what he's done and believing him for what he said, because he said, my word would not go void. So as mothers, we've got to get to that point, because our daughters are watching us. Now, my daughter is watching me. She's seeing the transition. She's seeing it. How we're moving from one point to the other. I want her to be able to take that and not go through the same thing that I'm going through and saying, you know what, I saw that. And when she got to the place where she truly relaxed and just laid back and said, I'm going to rest on God's word. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to try to fix it. I'm not just trying to put something in. I get up. I decided, Lord, this is your program. You asked me to go out and do the mother and daughter crusade. I'm going to ask you every day, what is it that you want me to do? Because you have the plan. And as mothers, we have to realize God has the plan. It's already done. We don't have to do anything. Nothing. It is already done. And when you get to that point, but in order to get to that point, there's a lot of lessons that you have to. So when you're going through what you feel is an uncomfortable moment, it's because he's trying to get you to understand that there's something you need to learn in order to get to the next point. And unforgiveness is one of those things that people don't realize that it will block you. It's a roadblock. You can see the good up the road. You can smell the greens cooking, but you can't eat any of it because you're being blocked. You're being blocked by unforgiveness. You're being blocked by being ungrateful. You're being blocked by having that hidden secret. You can't have a honey on the side. You can't do dirt and talk about somebody. You cannot have in the back of your mind that you don't like someone. Because, see, all of those things, God says, I know your heart. And until your heart is clear, you cannot move into the good, because the good is wrapped in love. So you got to get to love. You got to get to the point where you don't have that hidden thought. And people think sometimes, yeah, I like her, but. And as I tell you, but erase the first thing that you said, it erases the good. So you've got to get to the point, and when you get through with all of that, and that's when you can relax, and that's when you don't have the stress, and that's when you can focus. But you can't focus on what you want and what God wants. You got to make a choice. And it wasn't until I said, God, I don't care about the house, the cars, the land, the play toys. I'm going to focus on the crusade. I'm going to put every thought on the crusade. Everything that I do, every day that I get up, every moment of my day, is how can I please you with this crusade? And at that moment, I felt a shift. And from that moment on, it's like God's hand moved. I could feel it. I almost want to tell you I saw it. It moved. And God opened up a window from heaven, and he started pouring out a blessing. And the blessing is about to overtake us. But until you get to that point that you can put your faith with God's word, you're going to be at a roadblock. And the biggest roadblocks deal with unforgiveness and those hidden secrets. But you have to remember, we are in a garden. This is the Garden of Eden. It hasn't changed. You know, when you speak of the Garden of Eden, people think about Eve and Adam running around, and all you can see is trees. The only difference in this garden is that God has allowed us to build houses and roads. But don't you forget, and don't you ever think for one moment that you are outside of the garden. This is the Garden of Eden. We're still playing on the same land. So to get where you want to go, to stop the roadblocks, to get past that, you've got to get past unforgiveness. And this week, I won't tell the whole story, but this week on Wednesday, just before we went to our stop on Thursday, I was challenged. And the enemy tried to challenge me, put someone right in front of my face, because they wanted to challenge me to see if I was going to react. And all I did was say, I sent that person love and say, no, it's not going to work because I love them and I wish them well. And until you get to that in your heart, that no matter who it is and no matter what they've done to you, I love them and I wish them well, then and only then will the windows of heaven open, and you will literally feel the blessing pouring out upon you. And because of negotiation, I'll probably tell you next week some of the blessings that has poured upon us. I just want to wait. So I thank you. Just keep in mind, there you have to be grateful You have to thank God for all that he's done. You have to look back and see where he brought you from and know where he will take you. Because if he brought you, he's going to take you. And stop worrying so much. He says stop worrying about what you're going to eat and where you're going to sleep and what you're going to wear. Trust me. Just trust me. Trust that whatever I say, I will do. And it's a wonderful feeling because there's nothing you really can do. You can't create anything. You can't make man. You can't make blood. You can't make muscles. You can't even do a tree. You can't make a tree. You can't even make a grain of sand. There's nothing you can do. And when you get to that point and know that it's God, it's amazing to feel it. And that's where we are. And I say that on behalf of all the women that's working with me. And here in South Florida, we all experience God's hand on Thursday on our first tour of Who's Dr. Bessie. So we'll be traveling, we'll be coming to your town, and we'll be looking and watching God. Thank you so very much for listening. I'm going to open up the lines. To see if anybody want to add anything to that. Good morning, 954. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Pudger. How are you?
I am fantastic. And yourself?
Absolutely incredible. Absolutely. I couldn't be any better. So I won't go there in order that your other guests get a chance to speak. But just sitting here, just listening to you, myself, and Sandra D. God gave me.
Can hardly hear you. Can hardly hear you. Speak a little bit more closer to the phone. I'm sorry.
Just sitting here with Sandra D. and myself, and just listening to the topic, and being on the tour with you has just opened up a brand new way of looking at things in general as far as Thanksgiving. And yesterday, as I sat to read the Word of God, God gave me such a revelation, and you talked about that very thing this morning about stress, and changing your thinking changes your life. And the one thing that God showed me, a way of escape, when we are stressed, we tend to want to get away or escape, if you will. But God showed me yesterday morning in our time of meditation that your way of escape and reflecting and being thankful comes out of one thing. And it's so simple, it'll blow your mind. It is when you meditate, if you don't have the opportunity to go to his word at that time, it is learning to meditate on his word in that moment that is your way of escape.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
When it only dawned on me on yesterday, life happens from moment to moment. And in that moment that you attempt to allow yourself to get stressful in any situation, whether it's a mother-daughter situation and when we're having a disagreement, just stop. Several times yesterday morning I just had to stop and just think about the word of God because that was my way of escaping the enemy trying to come in. And that's how he comes in when you don't stop to just be in a place of thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're complaining and murmuring and all of that stuff adds to those stressful moments. Life happens moment by moment. Learn to just stop and meditate on the word of God because it renews your thinking. It renews your mind. And when you have
right.
a renewed mind, you're able to be grateful. You're able to be thankful.
That
and I just
so
wanted
true.
To share that. I just wanted to share
okay.
that.
Well, I thank you for that. When you were talking about murmuring, God just brought up in my spirit. He said to remind them of the time when the people were murmuring, and he told Moses, don't they know I hear them? You know, God's like, I could hear them. You know, no matter what he did for them, they still mumbled and grumbled and talked among themselves. And God was like, I can hear them. Like, hello, I can hear you mumbling. So we have got to get out of that. And it is when you get inside that word. Inside the word is peace. You didn't say outside. You got to get inside the word. You've got to stay whenever the attack come on you. And mothers and daughters, sometimes when I talk to them, I tell them it's a certain energy that flows between a mother and a daughter. Not only are they similar in so many ways, the temperament are so close that they are almost like twins. And sometimes that twinship can be so connected that you can almost finish each other's thoughts or their words. And when you see that, that means they, if you can understand yourself, you can understand your daughter. But if you don't understand yourself, it's going to be very hard for you to understand your daughter. So, but they're blockers. And I just wanted to touch on that. I am so grateful this morning. I am so grateful that God has just moved. I kept saying to God, I know I started this about, and I'll share this with you because it might be a turning point for somebody. Maybe about 2 months ago, I decided, God, I was on the show. Let me do this because we were talking about it on the tour. I was on the show that morning, and I said, what are we talking about this morning, Holy Spirit? And we were talking about how people are not grateful, and not the same topic, but it's similar. But what it boiled down to, God said to me, tell them to stop asking me for things. And I said, well, tell them to stop asking me for things. Yeah, tell them to stop asking me for things. That's where most of the people get stuck because they're so busy on asking for things. He said, everything is already given. I have given them the desires of their heart before the words came out of their mouth because I know the beginning and the end. It is already done. Just thank me. And then he showed me an example. If someone gave you a car, and the first thing you would say is, wow, thank you. You would be grateful. You would say, thank you. You wouldn't say, give me a car, because that makes no sense. They just gave you the car. So why would you say, I want you to give me a car. I want you to give me a car. And the car is right there. The car is right there. The keys are in your hand. And then all you got to do is take your key, open the door, get in and drive. So that shows you how ungrateful we can be because we are not conscious of God's word. And until you get into his word, then you don't have faith in him. Because if you had faith, you would just simply say, God, I thank you. I thank you. So I stopped a month ago. I said, God, when I did that radio program, I said, I'm not going to ask you for anything else. And I took on the spirit of thanksgiving. And all day long, I would say, thanks be unto God for this crusade and everything that we need. All the people will come together. Mothers and daughters will come from everywhere. Thanks be unto God for everything for the tour. Thanks be unto God for everything that we need. And everything that I say, I would say, thanks be unto God, and I would name it. Thanks be unto God that you got it, and I believe you, and I trust you in Jesus' name. I have not asked God for one thing since then. I don't ask for anything. I just say thank you. And when I start saying thank you, that moved me into the mode of faith. Because if I thank you for something that I don't have in my hand now, it says to God that I believe that is already done. And when you get there, the windows of heaven will open up, and it's a wonderful feeling. We just got a crack in the window. But just that little drip that's coming down, it's just so wonderful because it's a, and not only me, I'm talking about, you're talking about four people that felt it. Well, six, because we were in the homes of the Williamses, and we all experienced it. And seven of us, I forgot about Kayana, a young lady, a young ambassador, and the dog, because I can't leave the dog out. The dog has got such good spirit. We experienced God's hand on Thursday. And see, you got to get out of give me, give me, give me, give me. Because then you're not thinking about God. You're thinking about those little things that you want. You know, God, I'll believe you if you give me. God, I'll believe you if you give me some money. I'll believe you if you give me a house. I'll believe you if you give me this. I'll believe you if you give me a car. I'll believe you if you bring my daughter back. I'll believe you. Blah, blah, blah. No, God, thank you for my daughter, thank you for my car, thank you for my job, thank you for my sister, thank you for my life, thank you for my health, thank you for saving me from being in poverty, thank you. And when you get to that, God will move. He will move. Okay, I'm sorry, we have 1 minute. Hello, 347, how are you doing? 347, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I'm doing great. Doing great.
Oh, this is Evangelist Cecilia from New York. I just want to say I enjoyed the show this morning, Dr. Bessie, and I enjoy the way that you break everything down and take the time and bring us the Word of God every Saturday morning. I just want to add one little thing because I know we're running out of time. I just want to say forgiveness is love, and we have to learn how to love, and we have to realize that worldly love is different from godly love. Worldly love tell us, the world tell us, we have to love someone who loves us. Godly love tell us we have to obey God's word and love everyone. So I just want to add that this week to that, and I just want to say thank you for everything that you're doing and Saturday, that you're getting up, that you're bringing it to us, thank you. And I know God's going to have a mighty blessing on this crusade. And God has just let me know this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. So thank you.
Yes. And the good thing about it, we all are experiencing it together. You know, yeah, we'll meet a lot of people on our way, but you know what? Our core group is together. God has brought together the core group, and I am so grateful. I thank each and every one of you who get up on Saturday morning and listen. I thank each and every one of you who has been encouragement to me and keep encouraging me. We'll keep encouraging each other, and we're going to walk this through. God bless you. Have a blessed day, and I'm going to go back to bed and get me some rest because I am tired. It's been a week. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.